G'day, Jess.
G'day, how are you?
Hey, really good. Thanks for joining us here on 2SER.
That's all right.
National Tree Day. Like, I don't think many people might have heard of it or know what's involved about National Tree Day, but
very... What do you mean? It's like Christmas for the environment.
Well, it just sounds like it, because what we're doing, it sounds like it's planting a whole bunch of trees, which is only good for us, right? We need plants to live.
Yeah, it's pretty, true story.
So you're going to be doing this mass planting event. Where is this going to happen? Where are these trees going?
Well, at the moment, we've got about 1,000 plants that will go in at the Sydney Park Wetlands.
Yeah.
St. Peter's, and then another about 500 at Glebe's Arthur Paddy Gray Reserve. So they're the two main spots that we're looking for people to come in.
And if anyone's been to Sydney Park and really had a good walk around that, it's a huge, huge park, but it's some really nice areas and lots of space. And it sounds great. Plant a whole bunch more trees. Why not, eh? It's better than some sort of interchange of you know, cars.
I won't. It's just going to make me sad.
I know, it does. And how many volunteers are you hoping to get, and where can people go this Sunday to help out?
Well, you can obviously, like, head on over to Sydney Park.
Okay, just rock up.
That you can, I mean, if you want to sign up, you can register.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm probably just going to show up, so why not?
Yeah.
But it's great. It's great to register. So we've got a bit of a sense of how many people are coming along.
Sure.
But this stage is like a couple of hundred. And I'd, like, hazard a guess in saying that that could be a couple of hundred of the best people in Sydney, potentially the happiest people in Sydney, because
yeah.
We know that whenever you plant things, it's medically proven by someone way smarter than me that playing in the soil has antidepressive qualities.
Oh, really? I like it. That is
all these ideas about biophilia. And,
yeah.
Happy, and so if you're having a crappy week, this is definitely, or even if you have a big night on Saturday night, this is probably the best thing you can do, and you'll be surrounded by very, very good people.
I tend to agree. You know, when you get your hands into the soil, you do some gardening, and you sort of connect with the earth. It really does. It's relaxing, soothing. But if you're doing something great for the environment as well, it makes you feel good on the inside as well and out.
Definitely. And when I, like, my favourite thing when people, like, I just don't want to be annoyed, I go and water the garden. Because for some reason, if you've got a hose in your hand and you look like you're really busy in the garden, nobody bothers you. They don't, like, ask, you know, they
what
don't
are you
ask
doing?
To do the dishes yeah. or they don't ask, you know, for stuff. So I think it's just the best thing you can do on a Sunday, really.
Agreed. Speaking of, like, what this sort of can do, what sort of wildlife do you think these sort of plants will attract? Are you going to sort of help them with the birds or the other things, other animals? What sort of animals do you reckon would be attracted by all these trees getting planted?
I mean, like, having plants and trees attracts probably, like, the smallest kind of microbes in the soil all the way to the bigger creatures. So we know that in Sydney Park and at Arthur Paddy Gray that they're really great habitats for little fairy wrens. They're the kind of tiny, delicate, little, cute wrens that flit around. There are some lizards hanging out at Sydney Park, like the eastern water dragon and the old blue tongue. And if you haven't been to Sydney Park lately as well, you might not have noticed, but we've got a really cool little family of turtles hanging out there as well.
Oh, nice.
So you just never know what you're going to see.
And that's all you get. You just have to connect with nature and you'll see all these sort of, you know, I love those lizards. I love blue tongues and I love those dragons. They're amazing to see when they're just chilling out in the sun. It's awesome to see when you're just out in the nature sometimes.
It's pretty good too, because most of us that live in, you know, little houses and apartments, we don't really get, you know, it's a big trek to go to the national park, and that's great to get your little dose of nature. But if you can just pop down the road to Sydney Park, then, you know, why wouldn't you?
Definitely. Well, I reckon it's going to be a pretty nice day on Sunday. I just looked at the forecast. We're looking at like 20, mostly sunny. It looks perfect. I think it was a bit of rain the day before, so the soil will be nice and soft so you can get into it. Oh, it's perfect. And just get on down to, as we were saying, Arthur Paddy Gray Reserve in Glebe or Sydney Park up in St. Peter's. Have a wander around, plant some trees, chat to some neighbours, some people around the place, and help make this city a bit more green.
Yeah, and if you get there, it's probably just important to get there between like 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock.
Right, between 10 and 12, Sunday morning.
Yeah, and you know what, 12 o'clock if you finish by 1. Beer tastes pretty good when you've been digging and doing work, you know.
Sure does. Perfect. Oh, this is awesome. Jess Miller, Deputy Mayor of Sydney, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER and chatting about National Tree Day.
No dramas. Thank you. See you down there.
See you there. Bye. Bye.